wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Roland.
Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. How are we doing?
Good.
Football as well. A little programming note, Tom. Super Tuesday, of course, is on Tuesday in TV1. We're going to have a special live web stream show. Three-hour broadcast, Tom, from Howard University, giving the black perspective on what's going to happen on Tuesday, and looking forward to that. And so we got lots of commentators and different things like that. And our boy Huggy Lowdown will be also providing political comedy on these GOP races, so I'm sure he'll be having a field day. So check that out on Tuesday night on Super Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. So looking forward to Howard University being involved with that.
That's 8 to 11 Eastern.
8 to 11 Eastern. So absolutely, absolutely. So we have more details over the next few days on what takes place with that broadcast. Detroit, you know, we always talk about what's happening in the city trying to rebound. But is the city suffering from what I call corruption fatigue? Just this week, former treasurer of the city was indicted. Jeffrey Beasley, also on the pension board for accepting kickbacks and bribes that cost the city some $84 million in investment losses. Joining us right now is Rochelle Riley. She is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press. Rochelle, on this whole issue of corruption fatigue, I mean, are folks in Detroit just like, man, another day, another official indicted? It seems like that this is like a weekly television show.
It is now an official illness akin to post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm. It is impossible to move forward and do anything when the news just keeps on coming. And as soon as you say the simple word Detroit, like you did in the opening of this segment, people don't hear and feel what they used to feel when you hear Detroit. Detroit now means something totally different. We've got not only this particular scandal, which the Free Press reported and uncovered, not just the $84 million that has been connected through indictments to the former treasurer, but $480 million in pension fund losses between February of 2008 and late 2010. So those investigations continue, which means there will be even more indictments and more announcements that are just sad for the city. Mm.
And in the midst of that, I mean, obviously, you know, you had the issues with former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. You had former Councilwoman Monica Conyers. I mean, you've had other folks. You had the former mayor's father. You've had relatives. You've had just so many different people. It's like boom, 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 boom. And so how difficult is it for Mayor Dave Bing and other officials, county officials, to bring business, to try to tell a different narrative when this is always driving the story?
Well, this is where we're trying to keep our eye on the ball. And thank goodness, you know, this is a mayor who is honest, who has proved to be honest. Thus far, there's not a wink of sweat or shame on him. But imagine trying to lure people to the city, to have businesses to come, to have people to move, to say, you know, come and join this journey towards hope, when what they're seeing is a rampage of crime and a continuing steady march of criminality. It's very hard for him to do his job right now. He's trying to stave off an emergency manager and keep the state from taking over the oversight of finances of the city. And it's almost impossible to get people to believe that will work when there's just one indictment after the other.
Are folks just saying, look, take the broom and just clean them out? Go after everybody who has been, frankly, lining their pockets and hurting the city, taking its resources?
Well, it's the nature of investigations that they take some time. So, unfortunately, all of this stuff that happened from 2004 through 2010, we're just up to 2008, 2009, and they're still coming up with alleged criminality. It's going to take years by the time they get done naming everybody. And this is you may be sweeping with a broad brush, but it's touching everybody. And the sad thing is the defense, you know, that people use. There's this corruption as president, where it wasn't wrong when other people did it. So many people have done things that are wrong just because it was the thing to do. And then there's the other one based on the old Shaggy song, "It Wasn't Me." So they've got to go and figure out who's pointing fingers at whom and who's guilty. And it's just endless.
Well, it's certainly a sad story, but I tell you what, though, the U.S. Attorney's Office, they're making it perfectly clear. I mean, if you've done any wrongdoing, we are going after you. And at the end of the day, the residents, they're the ones who have been hurt the most, because you need the resources, and it's always a struggle.
There's still hope. Thank you.
Yep. Rochelle, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, Roland.
Clean it up.